The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy. Romance. Drama. In the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Mr. Basil Rathbone in A Man from Jamestown. And now, here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
We try in our programming to avoid monotony in our selection of stars and types of stories, and so this week we present one of the most interesting historical dramas we've ever read. And to play the principal role, we have a gentleman who's made history in the theatrical world, on the stage in many, many fine plays of the classic style and also of the contemporary, on the radio as the star of his own show, and as the guest star of most of the principal dramatic shows on the air, plus scores of Hollywood's most notable motion pictures. We've been looking for the right star for our story, and we feel that we have him in the person of our guest, Mr. Basil Rathbone.
Thank you very much, Les. You know how much I enjoy working with you, so it's a great pleasure to be back with you here during my short stay in Hollywood.
Well, I'm certainly glad you could be with us, Basil, and I'll be looking forward to a little chat with you after the final curtain.
I'll be right here, Les.
Fine. Thank you, Basil Rathbone. And now, here is Van Desitel.
You know, I don't go along with the theory that you have to know a thing to love it. Take Skippy Peanut Butter, for instance. You don't have to know all about Skippy to love it. You just love it because it tastes so good. After all, Skippy gives you the exact flavor of luscious, plump, freshly roasted peanuts. That's why Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter. Yes, it's the flavor that's important. And the fact that Skippy keeps its wonderful flavor right down to the last delicious spoonful at the bottom of the jar. Of course, there's a reason, and it's in the making. You see, Skippy is made by a new and exclusive process. A process that prevents any oil separation. So Skippy never dries out, never turns rancid. Skippy is always fresh, sweet, and easy to spread. And Skippy is easier to digest, too. Another result of the exclusive Skippy process. So try Skippy soon, won't you, friends? Because once you do, I'm sure you'll agree. If you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of The Man from Jamestown, written by Gene Lee Latham and starring Mr. Basil Rathbone. The curtain is up, and here is the play. Our story begins during the early days of this country and of Jamestown. In the pale gray hour before dawn, a burly settler stands outside the stockade that surrounds the small village, a worried scowl on his weather-beaten face.
No sign of him yet. He said that to sail without him if he hasn't come back by dawn.
It will be a dark day for Jamestown if he doesn't come back, but he would be to go.
You'd best run back and tell Captain Briggs to fire two shots when he must order his ship to sail. I'll fire two shots in return if there's no sign of Captain Stevens by that time.
Oh, tell him, sir. But I still pray Captain Stevens return.
Oh, so do we all. But twould indeed be a dark day for Jamestown if anything happened to
him. Oh, shit.
Haven't I told you not to talk to yourself?
Oh, Captain Stevens, sir. Thank God you're back safe and sound. But what in the name of sense have you got in that bundle, sir?
Firearms, O'Rourke. The Jim Heath intended to trade to the Indians. Firearms for a map. A map that would lead him to gold.
Sure, and there's one on every supply ship arriving in Jamestown who thinks he'll find gold. Jim Heath, where is he now, sir?
He preferred not to be taken alive.
Oh. Ah, well, trading firearms to the Indians would have meant the gallows for him anyway if he'd brought him back. But it was hard on you this way, sir.
Better men than Heath have died for Jamestown.
4 years in Jamestown have hardened you up amazing, sir.
Yes, I was quite a gentleman, wasn't I? Lace ruffles and a velvet coat.
Captain Briggs is ready to sail. Shall I take the guns?
Yes, take them to the stockade. I'll hurry aboard.
You'll give my compliments to London, sir.
Well, I will.
And you'll be seeing poor Mr. Wallace's children, sir.
Yes, I will.
It's an odd thing entirely for you to be their guardian. I remember how he asked it in his dying breath. Take care of Edward, he said. Take care of Edward. And not a word of the girl.
Ha, 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 ha. Perhaps young Edward needs more care than his sister. I'll know when I've had a first look at the young lady.
But I really don't know what to do this time.
Oh, what's the matter, Margie? Edward again, I suppose. You always know what to do about everything but Edward.
I sent Williams to Sir Percy's for Edward, but he returned without him.
Edward refused to come, I suppose. Well, that's nothing new or strange.
I don't know what he can be thinking of.
He's probably losing and thinking his love again. Margaret, my dear, there's no sense in your worrying over Edward.
Oh, but that man from Jamestown will be here at 10.
Oh, yes, Captain Stevens. Captain Roger Stevens. You can entertain him, my dear. I'm sure he'd much rather talk to you than to Edward.
But he's our guardian, and I don't want him to get the wrong impression of Edward.
Oh, Roger Stevens will understand Edward perfectly. At least he should.
Understand Edward? A man from Jamestown?
Remember, my dear, Captain Roger Stevens used to be from London. The tales I've heard.
You know him?
When he sailed for Jamestown 4 years ago, he left 16 broken hearts behind. What was it they said of him? Oh, yes, I remember. The quickest tongue and the keenest sword in London Town.
At your service, ma'am.
Oh, Captain Stevens.
Williams let me in. What is it, Miss Elizabeth? Haven't you ever seen a buckskin suit before?
But I'm you, Roger Stevens.
Lace ruffles don't wear well in Jamestown.
It's all very well, Roger Stevens. But now you're back in your own world, and you might well...
Jamestown is my world. There's nothing in London for me.
Oh, Margaret! Come away from the window, dear. No use. Edward isn't coming.
Aunt Elizabeth...
Captain Stevens, this is Margaret. Margaret, Captain Stevens.
So you're Margaret?
Yes, Captain Stevens. Welcome to London.
Miss Elizabeth, perhaps I spoke too soon. Perhaps London does have charm.
You may have buckskin on your back, but you've still got lace ruffles on your tongue.
And where's Edward?
Well, he's been delayed. Perhaps while we wait...
Where is he? With Sir Percy? What's delaying him? Winning or losing?
Oh, we don't know. Margaret sent William to fetch him, and he refused to come.
So? Then I'll bring him myself.
Oh, no, please. You couldn't.
Miss Margaret, I made a promise to your father to take care of Edward, and I'm going to keep that promise. We'll be back soon.
Put me down! Put me down, you low-life buffoon! Put me down, I say!
Gently,
Edward, gently!
What's wrong? Did you hurt? No, he didn't care to walk.
So
we
carried him from
Stoker? Ruffles, velvet, silver buckles and all. There you are, Edward, home again.
You'll pay for this, you ruffian.
Yes, I expect to pay. Tell me, how much will it take to settle your gambling debt?
What? Well, I'd have to figure it.
You know to the penny. Come on, how much?
£2,000.
Edward!
Yes, all right, then. Take this note to my lawyer. He's expecting you. He'll give you the money.
Thank you, sir. I don't know how to repay
you. With no more gambling.
You have my word for it, sir. I'll put it in writing.
You are your father's son. Your word is enough.
Thank you, sir. And,
Go on. Get along.
Captain Stevens, I don't know how to thank you.
It is I who should thank you for the loan of the quill and the paper. Now, smile and call me Roger. And please, no gratitude.
Why shouldn't I be grateful?
I shouldn't want to win love that was based on gratitude.
My love? I'm glad Aunt Elizabeth reminded me that the man from Jamestown was first of all from London.
It's 3 months before I sail again. Maybe that will be long enough to prove that it is the man from Jamestown speaking. Now, that was lovely, Margaret. When I'm back in Jamestown, I'll hear you playing the harpsichord in my dreams.
You sail on Saturday?
Yes. Has 3 months been long enough, Margaret, to prove that I love you?
Yes. Oh, Roger, please take me with you. Don't leave me here when you go. Please, if you love me.
Jamestown is very primitive, Margaret. I love you too much to take you to Jamestown now.
Jamestown. It took my father and now it takes you. I hate Jamestown.
No, Margaret, no, you don't. Someday you'll love it. Come, my dear, come. Smile.
There's nothing to smile about. Saturday, you'll be gone.
It's 2 days till Saturday. Can't we be happy that long?
Oh, Roger.
Oh, my sweet.
Let me go, Roger. There's someone at the door. Come in.
Margaret.
Yes, Edward.
There's a carriage waiting for Captain Stephen. Mr. Canfield wishes to see you right away, sir.
Canfield? Oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. I'll have to go. It must be something urgent about the affairs of the London Company.
Jamestown again.
Jamestown again. I must go, dear. Mr. Canfield is waiting. So that's the situation, is it, Mr. Canfield?
Yes, Captain Stephen. Unless we raise more money immediately, Jamestown will fail.
It can't fail.
Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it.
Believe me, sir, it is.
Do you know how many lives have been lost in Jamestown?
Yes. I've known the men who died. When does the next supply sail for Jamestown? Following Saturday sailing, I mean.
In 3 months.
Yes, that will give me time. Tell Captain Briggs I won't sail with him on Saturday. I'll stay in England to settle my affairs.
You mean...
I'll invest everything I have in the London Company.
If Jamestown fails, you're ruined.
But, my dear sir, Jamestown is not going to fail.
During the ball, Edward.
You've got to get the money for me, Margaret.
But, Edward, £2,000 again.
Oh, that's nothing to Captain Stephen.
You promised him that
you... Do you want to see your brother thrown in prison?
Oh, no.
Then I must have that money.
Oh, Captain Stevens is in the ballroom, Edward. Why don't you go to him and...
You mean you won't do that much to save me?
All right, Edward. I'll ask him.
Margaret. I've been looking for you everywhere. Oh, you look so serious. You promised to smile tonight.
There. Oh,
lovely, but still a little troubled. I'm sorry I'm staying in London until the next supply.
Oh, no, I'm happy. If only...
Come on, what is it, dear?
Edward.
Oh.
He must have £2,000.
Gambling again?
Oh, he's sorry, Roger. If you help him this one more time... Go on, say it. That he gave you his promise. That he's not like his father. But what chance has Edward had to be like his father? He barely saw him. Father was too busy founding Jamestown. Oh, I hate the gentlemen who think they can take care of the rest of the world instead of their own sons.
I've known a few men who stayed at home by the fire and still had worthless sons.
And you? You promised Father you'd take care of them, and what did you do? Gave him the money and washed your hands of him.
You're right, Margaret. But this time, I'll take care of him. I'll settle his debts on one condition.
Oh, Roger.
That he sail for Jamestown Saturday.
Oh, no, he'd never
do that.
He'd
have a choice, Jamestown or jail.
Roger Stephen, I thought you sailed for Jamestown.
Oh, no, Miss Elizabeth, I go on the next flight.
Oh, but good heavens.
Don't worry about it, but he's in good hands, good, strong hands. They'll take care of him in Jamestown till I get there. My compliments to Miss Margaret, and ask her if she's forgiven me, will you?
Do you mean you don't know?
Know what?
She sailed on Saturday.
What?
That's why I thought you'd sail, too. She's gone to Jamestown, Roger, to take care of Edward.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of The Man from Jamestown, starring Mr. Basil Rathbun. And now, here is Van Desitel. Say, you look preoccupied, Van. What's on your mind?
I was just remembering the embarrassing moment I had yesterday, Les. Oh, brother, did I feel silly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, I was in the market doing a little shopping, and suddenly I noticed a very attractive young lady.
Hey, that does sound interesting.
Of course, I probably shouldn't have done it, but gosh, when she walked right past me, well, I guess I just acted on impulse.
You didn't whistle.
Oh, of course not. You see, I was standing right by the Skippy peanut butter, so I gently tapped her on the shoulder, pointed to the display, and said, haven't you forgotten something? Mm-hmm. And then before she could interrupt, I told her all about Skippy, how it gives you the exact flavor of luscious, plump, freshly roasted peanuts, and how Skippy keeps that wonderful flavor right down to the last delicious spoonful. And, of course, I mentioned Skippy's exclusive process and how it prevents any oil separation, so Skippy is always fresh, sweet, and easy to spread. Oh, I told her the whole story, Les. It was really embarrassing.
I don't get it, Van. After all, people should be told about Skippy.
But, Les, she already knew.
Oh.
When I finished my story, she didn't say a word. She just pointed to her shopping cart, and there in the bottom of the basket was a jar of creamy-style Skippy and a jar of chunk-style Skippy.
I see what you mean. But didn't she say anything at all?
Oh, sure. As she walked away, she looked back, smiled sweetly, and said, you forgot to say, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Mr. Basil Rathbone as Captain Roger Stevens in The Man from Jamestown.
Welcome back to Jamestown, Captain Stevens, sir.
It's good to see your face.
And it's good to see yours, Althoff. Tell me, where will I find Edward Wallace and his sister?
I don't know about his sister, but you'll most probably find Master Edward in his favorite spot, sitting with his feet in the stocks.
Oh. What's he done?
It'll be sooner told what he hasn't done. That one has been in more trouble in 3 months than most gentlemen can find in a year. Look, his sister now, going into that cottage.
I won't keep you longer, sir. Happy meeting, do you? It should be anything but a happy meeting. Margaret! Margaret!
How do you do?
Margaret, it's been months since I've seen you.
How could you have done this to Edward?
I hoped we'd make a man of him.
A slave. That's what your Jamestown is, a colony of slaves.
No, Margaret, no. Colony of free men founding a new world.
Free?
I don't know if I can make you understand, dear. But a man isn't a slave or free because of the work he does today. He's a slave or free because of the dream he has for tomorrow.
Freedom. Freedom under the blue skies of Virginia. Freedom in the stocks.
And why is he in the stocks?
Because he wasn't born to take orders from a bullying soldier.
Oh, how can those lovely eyes be so blind?
You'd better go. I've work to do. You know, in Jamestown, I must work, or I can't eat.
Margaret! Oh, very well. When the supply leaves, you may take Edward back to London.
I suppose I should thank you.
No. I never wanted your gratitude, remember? Just your love.
Love? You don't know what love is. You don't love anything but this Jamestown.
Jamestown and you, Margaret. Perhaps someday I'll have a chance to prove that I love you. If there's anything I can do before the supply leaves.
Before I'd ask anything of you, I'd die.
Yes, what is it?
Roger.
Margaret. Margaret, what is it? What are you doing out at this time of night?
Roger, you said today that you loved me and if you could have a chance to prove your love. Oh, Roger, I need you now.
What is it, dear?
Can you take me past the guards and through the gate and up the river?
Why?
And will you do it now, this moment, and not ask why?
But, Margaret, can't you tell me?
I might have known you wouldn't. Good night.
No. Wait, Margaret. If you're determined to go, I'll take you.
And no questions.
No questions.
I'll tell you now, Roger. Those campfires are a signal to some Indians.
Edward?
Yes.
Who's with him?
No one.
He's come here alone to meet them?
Well, they seem very friendly. I had him talking to them. They promised him a map that would tell him...
Where to find gold, I know. Sir Rock says there's one on every ship who believes he can find gold. I thought he'd be safe. I'd leave him here. A little stout work with a pick and shovel wouldn't hurt him.
Oh, but Roger, we've got to stop him. You see, he's going to buy them.
Buy it? With guns and powder?
Yes. That's why I came to you for help. We must take him back before it's too late. If he's caught trading firearms with the
Indians... penalty is death. Give him a gun.
Oh, Roger, no. You wouldn't.
Not unless he tries to run away. Well, we're coming into the clearing now. He'll have the advantage.
Edward wouldn't shoot at you, Roger. He's no murderer.
Let's hope you're right. Now, steady. Come on, give me a hand. Just a minute while I hide the canoe. We may need it a little later. Now, let me help you up, Frank.
Margaret, what do you mean by coming here?
He's trying to take care of you, whether you're worth it or not.
Edward, dear, give up this scheme. There's still time to go back. Please come back with us.
And have the brave captain turn me over to the hangman? Hardly.
I hope it won't be necessary. But you're going to write a confession of this little escapade, and the first time you disobey orders, that confession will go to the governor. Perhaps we'll make a man of you yet.
Stand back, or I'll run you through with my sword.
Oh,
you have to warn you, young fool. I've warned you.
I'll bite your arm. That's better. Now, turn around and put your hands behind your back.
I won't.
Margaret, come on. Now, let me tie your hands.
Margaret, do something. If he takes me back to Jamestown, I'll be hanged.
Oh, no, you won't be hanged. You're going to suffer a fate worse than that. You, my fine young gentleman, are going to work. Now I'll go and load your plunder in the canoe. Rest while you can, Edward. Tomorrow a new life begins.
Margaret, for the last time, please untie me. For our father's sake. Before it's too late.
No, Edward, I won't. Up till now, I've believed in
you. Don't stand there, Tom.
I made excuses for you. I thought you were just weak. But now I see that a man that is weak enough can be wicked, too.
Greetings, white man.
Tohono, you've come.
White man speaks with split tongue. White man say, white man come alone. White man bring woman.
No, no, she followed me. I didn't...
You
have braves with you. Good. We shall see what Captain Stevens does now.
Edward!
It's his life or mine. Tohono, untie me.
Tohono, one gun.
You'll get the guns when I have the map.
Tohono, one gun.
Obey me, you dirty savage!
Huh? Tego, pick, white woman.
No! No, no, no! You take your filthy hands off my sister, I'll kill you!
White man, heat big fool. Get no map, no gold. Tohono, get gun.
Why, you... Just wait till I get back to Jamestown.
Mm-hmm. White man, not go back.
What? Oh, well, Captain Stevens!
Coming, Edward!
Don't come into the clearing! Take cover and fire!
Little hard to do, Edward. You failed to bring any powder with your gun.
Then use my sword! Run them through!
All four of them, Edward? You flatter me. No, thank you. I'll surrender my sword to Tohono.
Captain Stevens!
Your life or mine, Edward, remember? Here's the sword, Tohono.
Big chief, heap wise. Tohono takes sword.
You ask it to me, strength, Kimball. Come on. We'll see. That's better. You feel the sword against your back now? Now, have your brave to obey me or you die.
You die. White man die. By torture.
I know I'll die, but Tohono will die first. Come on.
Here you go. Obey, white man.
Release that girl. Margaret. Margaret, untie Edward. Come on, quickly. Stand back, you braves, or Tohono dies. Tell him, Tohono.
Obey.
Ha, ha, ha. Tohono, heap wise, brave.
I'm free, Captain Stevens. What shall I do?
Promise me as God is your witness that you'll obey my orders.
I will.
The guns are locked in your canoe. Take Margaret and go back to Jamestown.
But Roger...
Say nothing of what happened tonight. Don't send a rescue party. They'll be too late.
Oh, no, Roger.
If you're caught returning the guns, say that I brought you with me. Won't be the first time that I've made an expedition for straying firearms. Say I was killed.
But Captain,
it'll be true enough.
No, Roger. No, I won't leave.
Remember, dear, I said that I loved two things, Jamestown and you. Take care of Edward.
I won't leave you.
Hurry, Edward, hurry. While you can. Go on. Take her. Take her and go.
Guns are safe. No one saw me. Please, Margaret, try to sleep.
I can't sleep. I can't bear to shut my eyes. When I do, I see Roger holding that savage and smiling goodbye. Tohono said he'd die by torture.
He'll die for Jamestown and you. And I must live for Jamestown and you. Oh, Margaret, how you must hate me.
No. No, I don't hate you. I don't feel anything. Not anything.
Oh, please, Margaret. Try to eat.
I can't.
I promised him I'd take care of you. Won't you help me?
Please just stay there, too. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. I'll go.
Roger. Roger. Why did it have to end this way? Roger.
At your service, ma'am.
Roger! Are you a ghost?
Can ghosts get hungry? Edward tells me that he's cooked breakfast and that you wouldn't eat.
Ain't what? He knows you're here.
I saw him outside just now. I signaled him to be quiet and, well, he never made a sound. I believe Edward's learning to obey.
But how did you escape?
Oh, Tohono was very obliging. He paddled me down the river with the point of a sword still against his ribs.
Why, you crafty... Oh, you devil. Letting me think that you meant all the time you meant your escape that way.
We gentlemen of Jamestown are full of wile.
Oh, why did you let me know? How could you let me think you'd die?
I had to be sure that you and the guns were safely on the way back to Jamestown before I left our red friends. I was worried about the guns.
How could you laugh about it? Those Weismans are horrible.
That's one thing we've learned in Jamestown. Laughter is the sovereign remedy for many ills.
Oh, Roger. Listen. What's that? Oh, Roger. Roger, look, it's Edward. Chopping firewood.
Oh, no. Well, it looks as though Edward's finally found himself, Margaret, under the blue skies of Virginia.
In Jamestown. Oh, this Jamestown.
You love it, Margaret.
Yes, dear. Jamestown. And you.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of The Man from Jamestown, starring Mr. Basil Rathbun, who returns in just a moment.
Question, why is Skippy the world's largest selling peanut butter? Answer, try it and you'll know. Because Skippy gives you the exact flavor of luscious, plump, freshly roasted peanuts. Creamy style Skippy in the blue label jar is so smooth and creamy. Chunk style Skippy in the red label jar is creamy too, with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Both styles stay fresh, sweet, and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. Whichever you prefer, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Mr. Basil Rathbun. Basil, many thanks for a really fine performance. You made Jamestown and the entire feeling of that era come to life.
Well, Liz, you know how to help an actor get into character, and this is rather like old times, isn't it?
Like making those albums of Treasure Island and Robin Hood? Was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It certainly was. May I take off my buckskins now?
Why, certainly. May I hold your coonskin cap for you?
Thank you, Liz. Thank you.
I suppose you're going to put your lace ruffles back on.
Well, it's all the same to you. I'll slip into my costume for the heiress. Tuck a jar of Skippy peanut butter under my arm and be off. Thanking my stars that I'm in an age where we have modern dress and delicacies. It's been wonderful working with you again, Liz, and with Jean Bates, who played Margaret, and with the rest of a very fine cast. Now, so long, old boy.
Good luck on your radio show, The Tales of Fatima, and goodbye, Basil Rathbun. In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. Basil Rathbun, as Captain Roger Stevens, Jean Bates as Margaret, Peter Rankin as Edward, Ramsey Hill as O'Rourke, Regina Wallace as Aunt Elizabeth, and Charles Knight as Mr. Canfield. Music composed and directed by Del Castillo. The Man from Jamestown was written by Gene Lee Latham, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is also here as your host. Thank you for attending our theater. Next week, we'll be back with more great stars and radio plays written particularly for them and for you. In the weeks to come, we'll have as our guests Gene Cagney, Rod Cameron, Brenda Joyce, Sharon Bay, and many other great stars. Van Desipel speaking. For the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.
For the life of your car, go, go!